Chapter 30. The sweet smell of lilac greets us in the garden, but things look different. The trees and grass are a bit wilder, as if they've gone to seed. More toadstools have popped up. They cast long shadows across our faces. "Why, you look lovely!" Pippa shouts to us from her perch by the river. She races to us, her tattered hem flying in the breeze. The flowers in her crown have gone dry and brittle. "How beautiful! Where have you been in your finery?" "The opera," Anne says, twirling in her fancy dress. "The Mikado is still playing. We stole away."
"The opera," Pippa says with a sigh. "Is it madly elegant? You must tell me simply everything."
"It is dazzling, Pip. The women drip with jewels. A man winked at me."
"When?"
Felicity says, disbelieving. "He did. On the way up the staircase. Oh, and Gemma has come with Simon Middleton and his family. She's sitting in their box," Anne relates breathlessly.
"Oh, Gemma, I am so very happy for you," Pippa says, giving me a kiss.
Whatever misgivings I had about her have just melted. "Thank you," I say, returning her kiss.
"Oh, it all sounds heavenly. Tell me more."
Pippa leans against a tree. "Do you like my dress?" Anne asks, twirling again for her inspection. Pippa takes Anne's hands in hers, dancing with her.
"It's beautiful. You are beautiful."
Pippa stops twirling. She looks as if she shall cry.
"I've never been to the opera, and now I never shall, I suppose. How I wish I could go with you."
"You would be the most beautiful of all if you were there," Felicity says, making Pip smile again. Anne runs to me.
"Gemma, try the amulet."
"What's this?"
Pippa asks.
"Gemma thinks her amulet is a sort of compass," Felicity says. "Do you think it will show us the way to the temple?" Pippa asks.
"We're going to find out," I say. I take the amulet from my handbag, turn it over. At first, there is nothing but the cold, hard metal surface reflecting a distorted image of my face. But then, something changes. The surface grows cloudy. I move slowly in a circle. When I am facing two straight rows of olive trees, the crescent eye glows bright, illuminating a faint but obvious path.
"Stick to the path," I mutter, remembering Nell's words. "I think we've found the way to the temple." "Oh, let me see."
Pippa takes the amulet in her hands, watches it glow in the direction of the olive trees.
"How splendid!"
"Have you been that way?" I ask. Pippa shakes her head. A breeze whistles down the trail between the olive trees, carrying with it a handful of leaves and the scent of lilac. Using the amulet's shimmering glow as a guide, we duck into the cover of the trees, walking for what seems a mile, past strange totems with the heads of elephants, snakes, and birds. We reach an earthen passageway. The amulet flares.
"Through here,"
Anne says, panting.
"I'm afraid so," I answer.
It is tight and not terribly tall. Even Anne, the shortest of us, has to stoop to pass through. The softness of the trail gives way to rockier ground. We come through the opening onto a path bordered on both sides by fields of tall reddish-orange flowers that sway hypnotically. As we pass, the breeze bends them forward so that they brush gently across our faces and shoulders. The smell of fresh summer fruits. Pippa picks a bloom and tucks it into her fading crown. Something flits past on my right.
"What was that?"
Anne asks, standing close.
"I don't know," I answer. "I can see nothing but the flowers rippling in the wind."
"Let's go on," Pippa advises. We follow the amulet's bright glow till the path ends abruptly at an enormous wall of rock. It is tall as a mountain and seems to go on forever so that there is no way around it.
"What do we do now?" Felicity asks.
"There must be some way through," I say, though I haven't the vaguest idea how.
"Look for a passage."
We press against the rocks till we are exhausted with the effort.
"It's no use," Pippa says, panting. "It's solid rock."
"We can't have come all this way for nothing. There must be a way in." I walk along the wall, moving the amulet back and forth. It flares briefly.
"What's this?" I say.
I turn it again gently, and it shimmers in my hand. When I look at the rock, there is the faint outline of a door.
see that?" I ask, hoping that I am not imagining it.
"Yes," Felicity cries. "It's a door."
I reach out a hand and feel the cold steel of a handle in the rock. With a deep breath, I pull on it. It's as if a great dark hole has opened in the earth. The amulet's shine is strong.
"This would seem to be the way," I announce, though truthfully I have no desire to step into that deep black well.
Felicity licks her lips nervously.
"Go on then, we'll follow."
"I'm not comforted by that," I say. Heart racing, half expecting to be swallowed whole by the rock, I step inside and wait for my eyes to adjust to the gloom. It stank and smells of a freshly tilled garden. Paper lanterns of gold and rose hang from the stone walls, casting a weak light on the mud floors. It is difficult to see more than a few feet ahead, but I can feel that we're climbing, going up and around. Soon our breathing is laboured. My legs tremble from the effort. At last we come to another door. I turn the handle and we emerge to purple and red smoke billowing about us like clouds. A breeze pushes the colourful smoke away and the scene opens up. We are high above the river. Far below us, the Gorgon ship cuts silently through the blue water.
"How did we get so high up?" Felicity asks,
trying to catch her breath. "I don't know," I say. Anne cranes her neck.
"Gracious!"
She stares open-mouthed at the sensual goddesses carved into the cliff's side, at the curves of their hips and mouths, their dimpled knees, and the lush softness of their rounded chins. These stone women look down at us from so high, noticing but not bothering with us.
"I remember this," I say. "This is near the Caves of Sighs, isn't it?"
Pippa stops.
"We shouldn't be here. The Untouchables live here. It's forbidden."
"Let's go back," Anne says. But when we turn around, the door fades into rock. There is no going back that way.
"What do we do now?"
Anne asks.
"I wish I'd brought my arrows," Felicity murmurs.